everybody. This is the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. We're in the second hour of the program here, live at 8 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time on January the 5th, 2008. And again, we're glad each and every one of you could join us. If you'd like to call in and get on the program today, the number to do that is 1-800-313-9443. Again, that's 1-800-313-9443. Very interesting. Very interesting, John in Connecticut. John, if you're listening, I got to tell you what. You know, I mean, that's why it's so important, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, none of us could do this without the listeners. Those of you that support Republic Broadcasting Network, those of you that support the sponsors, and those of you that keep this network running year in and year out, make it possible for us to continue to find out things together. I mean, that's one of the most beautiful things to me about researching this information is the fact that it's so organic and it takes all of us together getting each other information. We were talking about chemtrails. And in some research that John in Connecticut had done, he'd come across this compound called SF6, which they were which had been found to have been sprayed in chemtrails. And I was talking about how one of the things that they try to spin in the high school textbooks is to say that they're creating some sort of shield, you know, to guard us from the effects of global warming. Oh, you know, that propaganda. When we know that the entire solar system is going through a global heating, we've got polar ice caps on Mars melting, we've got, you know, just absolute mad amounts of greenhouse effect going on the surface of Venus. And so one of the theories that, you know, that a lot of people have talked about as a possibility for chemtrails is this possibility of them actually creating global warming through use of spraying this compound into the atmosphere. And when you look at the level of the atmosphere in which they spray chemtrails, what it does is that the heat coming through the Earth's surface traps the heat at a ground level, and it traps it where anything underneath the layer of the chemtrail is hotter at a ground level than it is above it. And that's been done through scientific analysis, and they've been determined that. So, you know, I've always personally thought that one of the aspects of chemtrails was engineering through the use of spraying and atmospheric spraying, engineering greenhouse gases and global warming. And I got to tell you, John in Connecticut, you are the champion today on this program, my friend. You found a find. Let me tell you what I found in the break when I was doing a little research. According to the Intergovernment Panel on Climate Change, SF6 is the most potent greenhouse gas that it has evaluated, with a global warming potential of 22,200 times that of CO2 when compared over a 100-year period. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what does that tell you? If John in Connecticut found information saying that they are spraying this compound, SF6, into the atmosphere, what does that tell you, folks, about how much they are engineering global warming? This tells you right there, folks, ladies and gentlemen, that we found out here live on the air. I mean, that's proof beyond proof. I mean, I had never heard of SF6. This gentleman, John, in Connecticut, and again, thank you, John, for calling in with that information, my friend. I mean, being a chemtrail researcher, you just put us on to one of the biggest breakthroughs we've had. We've got to get this out to people, because this is proof that they are engineering global warming and the greenhouse effect. I mean, I've been saying it for years that they've been trapping the heat at ground level, and scientific studies have proven that. But when you've got SF6 being sprayed, I mean, it's unbelievable. So we'll take a break, come back, get into some more news stories, talk more about that. I want to hear from you at 1-800-313-9443. This is the Global Reality, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, folks. This is the second hour of the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves, and I'm glad you all are here and join me today on the program. We've got lots more news and lots more information to get in here in the second hour, and just absolutely blown away by the information that I found out about this SF6 that John in Connecticut called about. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. But what I wanted to tell you about real quick is just a great sponsor that RBN has. Herbal Healer Academy is a longtime sponsor of RBN, and Herbal Healer Academy is providing a free catalog to all RBN listeners and a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and information on our ongoing research on natural health. Visit Herbal Healer Academy today by going to www.herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and many different specials. So be sure and check out www.herbalhealer.com. And also, when you go, make sure you let them know that you heard about them from RBN. And again, folks, I mean, none of this stuff is cheap as far as doing Patriot Radio, keeping a radio station online. It requires a lot of money. And you know, to me, the main reason to tell someone to support a sponsor is so we can continue to do things like we did with John in Connecticut, you know, where, I mean, John in Connecticut just sent my research and the research, in my opinion, the entire chemtrail community through the roof with this piece of information that he found. I mean, I'm sitting here finding more reading it. But on the subject of chemtrails, you know, one of the things that Herbal Healer Academy offers is this stuff called ECAC tea. And it's something that I've used. I've personally seen the effects of it on people. I mean, this stuff has been known to do everything from cure cancer and diabetes to everything else. But it's a great home remedy for chemtrails. I've had barium poisoning from chemtrails myself, and it's not good, not good to have. But you can get this stuff called Essiac-T, E-S-S-I-A-C, and it literally gets the barium and all the junk out of you, folks. And I've constantly looked around online for different sources to get the Essiac-T at, and HerbalHealer.com actually has that. So I just want to mention that on a personal note there, on the plug for the sponsor. But, you know, again, I was looking into this SF6 that the caller, John in Connecticut, mentioned he had found them mixing into the chemtrail spray soup. And, again, I mean, this, according to the information that I found, SF6 is the most potent of all greenhouse gases. And it was evaluated to have to be 22,200 times worse than CO2 when compared to over a 100-year period. And the thing about it is that when you think about that, I mean, what does that say, folks, when you think about that in terms of them spraying that in the atmosphere? I mean, if they're flying planes throughout the world spraying this compound called SF6, which is the most potent known greenhouse gas in existence, they're spraying this into the atmosphere, folks. What does that tell you about the myth of global warming? That puts the nail in the coffin, in my opinion. That is absolute proof, folks, that they are engineering global warming as a pretext to get you to get on board with a global carbon tax. And John in Connecticut, I mean, that's it. You know, I mean, I don't know how much more proof you need. You know, and I'm going to do my best to get this, to start getting this out there and getting people to look. John in Connecticut, if you're listening, I'd like you to, if you can, if you got time, email me the information where you were looking at that talked about this SF6 being used in the chemtrail soup. My email address, if you'd like to contact me, is globalrealityshow@gmail.com. Again, that's globalrealityshow@gmail.com. Thoughts, suggestions, love mail, hate mail, anything like that that you'd like to send me, globalrealityshow@gmail.com. And again, John in Connecticut, if you're listening, I'd like to see that information because, I mean, from what I'm looking at, the implications of this, folks, is pretty startling. And so I'll do some more digging and see what I can find out and try to come back with some more information for you guys next week. But just on first glance here to find out that, you know, they're spraying the most potent known greenhouse gas in the world into the atmosphere along with all the other things they're already spraying. I mean, you know, that's proof beyond proof that they're engineering global warming, folks. So definitely look into that. In the last hour, we were talking about just talking about the technology and the sheer ramping up of how much technology that is coming into play. And, you know, with anything, folks, I mean, one of the areas of my research is looking into the Illuminated Fraternities and the Illuminated Societies, such as Freemasonry and that kind of thing. That's another aspect of my research. But one of the things that I found, and when you look at any of this information for any of these groups, all of this stuff and all the information can either be used to empower humanity or enslave humanity. And when you look at the secret knowledge and the hidden knowledge that the Illuminated Fraternities have kept in the upper echelons of the compartmentalized structure of these groups for hundreds and thousands of years and only passed down to the elite of elites, when you read a book like Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma, which I've read, which is the book for Scottish Rite Freemasons. And they talk about things like their allegiance to Lucifer and how their true god is this tri-pantheon thing called Jobulon. But one of the things that they talk about is the secret knowledge and how it's based in Jewish Kabbalism and that kind of thing. But what they don't tell you in this book when they're talking about the secret knowledge is whether or not this knowledge is supposed to be used for good or bad. And that's the thing, is that the knowledge is just there. And there's no predetermined destiny on whether or not that will be used for good or bad. And that's why the information that we try to get out and try to attain this secret knowledge is to put it in the hands of people with pure souls and who want to do stuff for good. And technology is very much that same double-edged sword. It can either be used for the empowerment of humanity or the enslavement of. And so when I see an article like this that we had from the UK Register this week, I know a lot of you are familiar with the 1960s film 2001 A Space Odyssey, where you had this computer named the HAL 9000 that essentially monitored all the activities of the people in the spacecraft, and then it almost became, it all started having its own consciousness. And so there's an article here from the UK Daily Register entitled Microsoft Readies the HAL 9000. It gives a whole new meaning to the word micromanager. Judging from a recent patent application, Microsoft hopes to build some sort of activity monitoring system that keeps an eye on worker productivity using various physiological or environmental sensors. These sensors would track everything from heart rate, respiration rate, body temperature, facial expressions, and blood pressure to brain signals and galvanic skin responses. Yes, galvanic skin responses is what drives a lie detector. Redmond sees this system as a way for companies and governments, and actually says that in the article, folks, I didn't add that, to monitor group activities. In particular, the system can monitor user activity, detect when users need assistance with their specific activities, and identify at least one other user that can assist them. The patent application reads in classic patent speak. Assistance can be in the form of answering questions, providing guidance to the user as the user completes the activity, or completing the activity, such as in the case of taking on an assigned activity. Wow. In other words, if you don't do your duty, the system will make sure your duties are assigned to someone else. The system is designed to provide its unique brand of assistance as workers slave away on various computing devices, including desktops, laptops, and cell phones. But it doesn't just track your physical use of such devices. It also monitors things like frustration and stress. And it always knows whether you can handle this frustration and stress. Baseline or normal perimeters for each user can be established in a view of the fact that different body types and sizes and personalities can display different physical, mental, and emotional response to similar situations. The patent application continues. For example, an elevated heart rate during the tax return preparation may be considered normal for one user and not an indication that help is needed. But for another, the inverse may be true. Plus, all this information is safely stored away for future use. Yeah, safely stored away, huh? According to Microsoft, that's a good thing. The system can aggregate activity data across user and or devices, and as a result, problems with activity templates or activities themselves can be more readily identified. User performance can be readily compared, and users can communicate and exchange information regarding similar activity experience. Now,
Hillary stood up for
Microsoft has now applied for a patent
and kept standing
that is going to monitor activity in the workplace. Now, I'm sorry, folks, but does this not sound a bit like the IBM punch card computers that they used in the concentration camps that could monitor how hard and how long a person could be worked before they would, you know, essentially be offed when they couldn't be worked anymore? I mean, this is exactly that same type of thing. You know, I mean, these companies already want to work you 8, 9, 10 hours a day. They don't want to comply with things like labor laws and things like giving people assigned breaks and things of that nature. And what's this going to do? Oh, you worked 8 hours, huh? Oh, you're tired, huh? Oh, no. Well, we have a computer printout here that says that judging by your heart rate, your respiratory rate, and your brain functions, that you could easily be worked for another 3 hours without a lunch break. And see what this does, again, folks, this puts all the information, total information awareness. By the way, there is actually a government agency called the Total Information Awareness Network, and they have a giant pyramid with an all-seeing eye on top of it as their logo. You know, it's just like you go to any of these government websites, like you go and look at the sites that track bills in the House and Senate. And what do they have? Always the same thing, you know. It's always the same iconography, folks. All right, let's take another break. Come back on the other side, get into some more news here on the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Stay with us.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back, folks. This is The Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. If you'd like to join us on the program today, give me a call at 1-800-313-9443. Again, that number is 1-800-313-9443. Before the break, I was talking about the story about Microsoft applying for a patent for a machine that will essentially monitor all activity in the workplace of an individual worker, an individual employee, and have the ability to be able to data mine things such as heart rate, respiration rate, breathing rate, and et cetera. And, you know, I mean, again, this is what the technology is being used for in this day and age, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they're moving towards. Totally. I mean, it's complete and utter, just complete information, total information awareness. I mean, that's the thing is – you know, this trickles down into all, even the intelligence agencies and everything else. The main weapon is information. And they're using the technology now to use the information against us. And that's why it's important that we spend our time getting information out to people, because it is a weapon. And so we can choose to either have the weapon used against us and be enslaved by the technology, or we can use the technology to get information out and turn it back around on these criminals and awaken our fellow human beings to what's really going on. So that's, you know, that's really important that we understand what the plan is and what they're planning on doing to us. And again, you know, 100 years ago, as the caller in the first hour, John Tennessee, was talking about, you know, I mean, this stuff is Goebbels dream come true with just the amount of technology that the propaganda and the enslavement system has at this point. I mean, it's so sophisticated. I mean, you have layers of this stuff, layers upon layers. And, you know, the American people are the most propagandized people in the entire world, ladies and gentlemen, because for things like these weapons, these, you know, wars of empire and these wars for nation building and using our military as a strong arm for the expansion of a greater Israel, which is exactly what it is. You know, you had Ariel Sharon. I don't know how many of you remember right after 9/11, like 2 weeks after 9/11, you had Ariel Sharon come out and saying that Israel controls America, and the United States people know this, and they know there's nothing they can do about it. So what does that say when you have Ariel Sharon come out and just bald-faced tell you? And he also came out and said that he would go come onto American soil and kill American citizens if he wanted to. And you see, it's that arrogance that has revealed these people, folks. It's because they just admit to everything they do. They admit to all their crimes. And you know, they're so arrogant that they think we've been dumbed down so much that we will never wake up to this stuff. Well, I got news for you. We have woken up, and we will continue to wake up. Because we are not going to be your slaves. We are the free-willed human beings of this planet, and our destiny is not to be slaves. Our destiny is to be empowered and take our future into our own hands, and that's what we're going to do. And, you know, I mean, all this stuff that you had occur over the past week or so with the Benazir Bhutto assassination, you know, we talked about that last week some on this program, and, you know, the stuff that we've seen transpire in the past week on that front since then has been incredible. You know, you had Pakistan coming out and saying, it wasn't fragments, and she wasn't shot. She hit her head on the sunroof and broke her neck, and it killed her. And then 2 days later, they come out and they say, oh, no, never mind. Forget we ever said that. Which, of course, they had to do because they had video 7 ways to Sunday that clearly showed a shooter. And again, you know, I mean, these people were caught red-handed, and they're having to go back and change their story. And, you know, over and over and over again, we're able to expose these people and, you know, expose what they're doing and what their plans are. And so, you know, it's just funny to me to see that, you know, how many different stories we've had over and over this week concerning that. And I've got a story here. Let me go here and find it for you concerning that. Hold on just one sec. Where did it go? Let's see here. But essentially, they're getting ready to move the nukes in Pakistan into the hands of somebody else. And as we talked about last week, I talked about how, you know, there was information coming out about Benazir Bhutto being a CIA asset and how she was going to basically put UN troops on the ground to disarm the Pakistani nuclear option and that kind of thing. Well, here's an article that came out from the Herald this week. That says special forces on standby for Pakistan nukes. U.S. Special Forces snatch squads are on standby to seize or disable Pakistan nuclear arsenal in the event of a collapse of government authority or the outbreak of civil war following the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. And you see, folks, I mean, a week ago I was telling you about how this was a politically motivated assassination in order to get those nukes in the hands of not the Pakistani people, but in the hands of someone else that probably wants to use them for their own aims. And see, now we have proof. Now they're admitting here that they essentially staged this event in order to foment civil war and get the people riled up as a pretext to go in and take the nuclear weapons of Pakistan. And so we're going to take another break, come back on the other side, and get into more of this article and some more commentary here on the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, folks, here on the Global Reality on Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. This is the third edition of the new Global Reality Saturday edition here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And it's good to be here, and it's good to have all of you joining us today for the show. If you'd like to join us here in the final half hour of the program, give me a call at 1-800-313-9443. Again, that number is 1-800-313-9443. And my email address is globalrealityshow@gmail.com. Now, before the break, we were getting into discussing this article, and I was talking about the Benazir Bhutto assassination. And as I talked about last week on this program, about how this whole event centered around getting the Pakistan nukes into the hands of the New World Order. And so to see an article that comes out this week from the Herald that says special forces on standby for Pakistan nukes, it's unbelievable. I'm going to start from the beginning of this just so you can hear the whole thing. U.S. Special Forces snatch squads are on standby to seize or disable Pakistan's nuclear arsenal in the event of a collapse of government authority or the outbreak of civil war following the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. The troops, augmented by volunteer scientists from America's Nuclear Emergency Search Team organization, are under orders to take control of an estimated 60 warheads dispersed around 6 to 10 high-security Pakistani military bases. Military sources say contingency plans have been reviewed over the past 3 days to prevent any of Pakistan's atomic weapons falling into the hands of Islamic extremists if the administration of President Pervez Musharraf appears threatened by civil unrest. Some of the special forces are already believed to be in neighboring Afghanistan and on alert for the mission. It is also understood that satellite surveillance of Pakistan has been stepped up to keep track of the possible movement of nuclear weapons and missile delivery systems. According to a U.S. congressional report published in November, Pakistan's nuclear deterrent consists of warheads for missiles and bombs dropped from aircraft. To maintain security, the weapons are not stored fully assembled. Warheads, detonators, and missiles are kept separately, but able to be married up fairly quickly in the event of a national crisis such as a confrontation with India. When the U.S. has stated publicly its confidence that Pakistani military has the weapons under effective technical control, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice admitted 2 years ago that if there was a radical Islamic coup, the U.S. was prepared to deal with it. Security at Pakistan's nuclear storage sites and the responsibility of a 10,000-man security force commanded by a two-star general. Every member of the force is vetted with the aim of weeding out sympathizers of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda or anyone with extreme Islamic point of views. Okay, and then you had the UK Daily Register or one of those, the London Telegraph, last week admit to British intelligence and MI6 meeting with the Taliban a couple of weeks ago and mentoring them and giving them money and weapons. I mean, you know, it's a sham, ladies and gentlemen. It's all a big lie. And again, as I talked about last week, look, all this stuff that you see, all these people are puppet dictators. We are Central Intelligence Agency, in combination with British intelligence, installs all these third world puppet dictators throughout the world. We propped up Musharraf. We've been funneling money to him for years. And why is that? It's because we overthrow democratically elected leaders, then we put in puppets. And then once the puppets that the CIA and the military-industrial complex have put in are in place, then they stage events, they stage crisis, then they go in and they do things like snatch the warheads or take over the oil. It's the same thing they did in Iraq, folks, with Saddam Hussein. And I'm one of those wacky, crazy people that doesn't believe that that was really Saddam Hussein who you saw hung. I think that whole thing was smoke and mirrors. I don't think that... I don't think that was really him. I think that was, I mean, come on, right when the lights just happen to go out on the video right when they hang him. I mean, you know, we know that, I mean, look, I'm sure a lot of you have probably seen the video of Donald Rumsfeld meeting with Saddam Hussein and they're, you know, they're doing a Masonic handshake and all that. We know that he became a CIA asset in the late 50s, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look what we did in Iran with the overthrow of Mohammad Mossadegh and installing a puppet dictator there in Savak. I mean, you know, that's the thing about when people always talk about Iran being a threat. I mean, look, Iran hasn't had a democratically elected leader since then. And, you know, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is just another puppet. And you're going to see the same thing happen in places like Venezuela. You're going to see the same thing happen in places like Cuba. I mean, and this is what's going to happen, folks. This is how the New World Order is taken over. This is how they do away with sovereignty of every country. And if you think it's not going to happen to the United States, folks, or you think it hasn't already happened, and you know, there's a lot of evidence either way there. But, you know, I mean, what does that say about when you think about the fact that Hillary Clinton may be our next president? If we don't stand up as an American people and say, hell no, and get something done here. You know, because if we don't stand up, folks, don't do our best to make sure she doesn't get elected, then we're going to run into the chance of having our own puppet dictator installed, not like we don't already have one now. And then we're going to have our own event that's going to send us into crisis and give someone the pretext to take away our nuclear option. You see, I mean, this is the plan. And this is what the whole Benazir Bhutto assassination was created for. I mean, she had information that she was about to give that said that the CIA was heavily involved in rigging the elections. And how the Pakistani ISI would actually go in and kill people at the polling stations in the event of the elections, which now they've called off there in Pakistan, of course. And this is the whole plan, folks. I mean, again, this is how this is a minute, you know, view into the inner mechanisms of the New World Order and the overall plan, and how they will do away with sovereignty as a pretext to usher in one world religion, one world government, all of it. But it takes the complete decimation of individual sovereign nations and countries first for them to be able to achieve that. And they're doing it, and they're doing a bang-up job of it. And, you know, when you start looking about what's going on in that order of the, you know, that area of the world, and you start looking into things like the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and you just look at what's going on there with Russia. I mean, we're really gearing up for World War III, folks. You know, and that's why they've backed off Iran, and they haven't ever decided to go into Iran and invade Iran, because Russia gets most of their oil from Iran. They're from their reserves in the Caspian Sea. They give them weapons. They give them prop them up. If we go into Iran, folks, we are going to be in the throes of World War III. Then we're going to have China, Russia, all these people on our backs. And, you know, when I see an article like this that says Russian general says Pentagon is seeking direct confrontation with Moscow from the Herald Tribune, Russia's top military officer on Saturday accused the United States of seeking direct confrontation with Moscow and warned again that U.S. plans to deploy missile defenses in Europe would destabilize the continent. You couple that, you know, with him admitting that our CIA and our Pentagon is actively seeking a conflict with Russia, with another article from the Hindu Times that came out that says Russia expected to participate in naval exercises off Hawaii. This is from Associated Press. Russian forces are expected to participate in a large-scale multinational naval exercise scheduled for waters off Hawaii this year in 2008, a U.S. Pacific Fleet spokesman said Thursday. The U.S. Navy sponsors the midsummer drills called the Rim of the Pacific or RIMPAC exercises about every other year. The Russians have been invited to participate in RIMPAC this year. Just what form that will take is not clear yet, said Mark Matsuguna, a U.S. Pacific Fleet spokesman. Russia has been involved in some planning meetings for the exercises, but has not indicated to what extent it will participate, Matsuguna said. In 2006, some 19,000 troops and 40 ships from Australia, Canada, Chile, Peru, Japan, South Korea, and Britain joined the United States for the war games. Four nations, Ecuador, India, Malaysia, and Singapore, sent observers to the drills 2 years ago in preparation for possible participation in future exercises. This year's drills will be the 21st time the war games have been held since 1971. And so you see, folks, that's another one of their favorite things to do, and that's why we have to be aware of any time that they're running any of these drills. Because traditionally, when you look at when they're attempting to pull off a black operation, they always coincide it with a drill. Same thing they did on 9/11. They did that the 7/7 bombings in London and Britain. They had drills on 9/11 of flying airplanes, hijacked airplanes, into the exact same targets in the exact same tactics that they use. So they were running drills on 9/11 of flying hijacked airplanes into the Pentagon, into the White House, and into the World Trade Centers. And it just so happens that while they're running this drill, that exact event happens in the middle of why they're doing it. Same thing with the 7/7 bombings, the subway bombings, and the train bombings in bus bombings there in London in 2005. You had the same situation occur. They were running drills at the exact same time about terrorists bombing the subway. And while they're in the middle of running these drills, it just so happens that that real event exactly like that occurs. And so, again, you know, you'd have to be aware when you see things like them saying that the Pentagon is seeking a direct conflict with Russia. And think about that in terms of what our goals are to invade Iran, and Russia being the biggest supporter of Iran, giving them weapons, buying oil from them. They get the majority of their oil from Iran. They're not going to let that happen quietly. And so, again, I just think that it's important to look into these drills and be aware of these drills when they're having, because it's very good chance that if everything lines up the right way and they do this at the right time, they may be looking to stage a provocation at the exact same time while these drills are going on. Because what does that do? It gets everybody thinking that everything on the radars, all the signs that they see are essentially just part of the exercise. And it's the same thing that happened on 9/11, is you had all these false bogeys showing up on radar screens, and people just thought it was part of the exercise, allegedly, again. So that was their reasoning for not scrambling jets. And I think in my opinion, and from the things that I've looked at, can honestly tell you that I think there's a very real chance of something happening along those lines in 2008, and then there being some sort of provocation either for the invasion of Iran or some sort of head-to-head conflict with Russia. But, you know, I mean, what are the main goals here, folks? And this is, again, something I talked about last week, is really getting the nuclear option out of the hands of certain countries and getting that consolidated down to one specific group. Look, everything the New World Order does is about consolidation. That's what the groups like the Trilateral Commission were started for. They were for consolidation. The consolidation of power, the consolidation of wealth, the consolidation of the stockholders in the military-industrial complex and the medical-industrial complex systems. So everything they do is about taking the power and the wealth and the weapons out of the hands of the many and putting them into the hands of the few. Because that's the only way these people are going to get global enslavement on the grand scale that they are planning to do. And then where is the funding for all this coming from? Who stands to gain from this? Of course, the Central European bankers, the Rothschild interests. This is why you're seeing the current economic slide you're seeing in this country, folks. That's why you're seeing oil at over $100 a barrel. That's why you're seeing the housing market completely decimated. This stuff is by design. The Rothschilds are attempting to do the same thing they did in the Napoleonic era, which is to basically create inflation, create depressions, and then when they are the only ones that have any money left, they go up, buy all the land, buy all the assets for pennies on the dollar, and then guess what? They have control. That's how the Rothschilds were able to take control of Europe during the Napoleonic era. And folks, that's what they're moving towards again. And you know, I can't say it enough that you, the American citizens, and the people in the middle class that they are attempting to destroy and get rid of are the last thing that's standing in their way of this, because the middle class has traditionally been the biggest threat to elite throughout history, no doubt about it. And, you know, all of this stuff can all be traced back to the Central European bankers. You know, the people who print the money, the people who cause the artificial boom and bust systems. And you know, that's what it's for. It's to get rid of sovereignty. It's to make sure that we don't have weapons, we don't have guns. And let me tell you something. If you don't think they're going to initiate a guns for food program, folks, when they get ready to really kill this country and they get really ready to throw us into a police state and martial law system, I mean, folks, that's what they did in New Orleans during Katrina. And that was just a small-scale drill, folks. And in my opinion, that if you watch the radar footage from Katrina, you watch that thing go all the way up the coast, then turn around, go backwards, and come up and slam into New Orleans. And look, we know they've had that technology for years, especially through the use of the HAARP system in Gakona, Alaska. They can knock out hurricanes if they want. They can make them stronger if they want. It's all through the use of electromagnetic waves and things like barium sprayed in the atmosphere. I mean, we know that they've been able to do that for years. And so Katrina was just really a small-scale dry run for what they want to do on a large scale. And so people have to be aware that when they create the crisis and come back in, as they always do, to be your savior, one of the things they're going to try to get you to do is to give up your guns and give up your freedom and your sovereignty for protection and for food. Because, you know, these people that can't even go without their cell phone and their Starbucks coffee for 2 minutes, folks, are definitely not going to go without feeding their kid, you know, when times get really hard and they really get ready to kill America. And that's the problem. And that's, you know, as the caller earlier, I believe it was John in Tennessee, was comparing us to Rome and how we've gotten decadent. and how we've just gotten fat and slovenly, and that's, you know, that's what has allowed these criminals to take over, folks. And that's why we're having to scramble here in the fourth quarter with Dr. Ron Paul. And again, you know, it all goes back to the message, and that message is freedom and liberty, and not being a slave, and changing the system, and making this country back into what it was supposed to be and what the founding fathers intended it to be, which is a constitutional republic, not a mob rule democracy, ladies and gentlemen, but a constitutional republic where each and every one of you born under the Constitution has certain God-given rights that no one can take away from, no matter what. And so everything that you look at, any of this stuff, any of these news articles, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what the topic. It's all about taking away your rights, and we can't let them do it, and we won't. All right, let's take a break, come back, get into the final segment here on the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Final segment here on the Saturday edition of the Global Reality on the TruthNet. I'm in on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I do a show Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. on the TruthNet radio network as well. If you'd like to check me out there during the week, I would appreciate you doing so. I'm going to tell you again about this. Just I can't say it enough about this great sponsor that RBN has, HerbalHealer.com. And they offer a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence, courses, informative newsletters, and information on our ongoing research in natural health. And you can visit Herbal Healer Academy today by going to www.herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and has many different specials. So make sure you go check out herbalhealer.com, folks. Get some SEAC tea. Make sure when you go to herbalhealer.com, you let them know that you heard about them from RBN. And your continued support, folks, is what allows us to be on the air and allows us to continue to get the message of freedom and liberty out to the masses. So we appreciate it. And again, as I was talking about the chemtrail issue, if you live in one of those areas, where the chemtrails are very heavy and you suffer from these upper respiratory illnesses, things like just weird Charlie horses in your legs, which is another aspect of it. Because what barium does, folks, that they put in the chemtrail soup is it sucks the potassium out of your body. And that's definitely one of the things you can do to restore that. And, okay, we're back, folks. We had a little technical glitch there. Sorry about that, folks. But, one of the things that we were talking about before the break, and I'm going to hit this last article here in the last few minutes we have, all this stuff that you see, folks, pertaining to what's going on, the technology, everything that's being used, not to keep you safe, but to enslave you, it all adds up to the same thing. And when I see something like this, that happened here in the UK last week. It just absolutely makes me sick. Couple banned for life from shopping center and branded terrorists for taking photos of their grandchildren. A couple were banned for life from a shopping center because they were taking photos of their beloved grandchildren. Kim and Trevor Sparshot were ordered to stop taking photos because they were causing a security threat. They were thrown out of the center after they took out a camera to snap the look on the youngsters' faces when they turned up unexpectedly. The couple were on a four-day break from their home in Spain and wanted to surprise their family by arriving at the center. But when they went to take photos, the security guard pounced on them and ordered them out. And he told them that they had committed an act of terrorism by wanting to take pictures of their grandchildren. Absolutely unbelievable, folks. Well, that's all the time we've got here on The Global Reality. This program airs every Saturday morning here on Republic Broadcasting Network from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can email me at globalrealityshow@gmail.com. We'll see you guys back here next week. I love each and every one of you. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time. Since 1990.